Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Jen Cutter, and welcome to Daily Tech Headlines Week in Review. Twitter CEO Parag Agrawal announced Elon Musk declined joining the company's board of directors. Agrawal said, as Twitter's biggest shareholder, "We will remain open to his input." A Securities and Exchange Commission filing reveals Elon Musk offered to take the company private by buying 100% of Twitter for $54.20 a share in cash, worth roughly $43 billion. Musk called this his best and final offer, saying he would reconsider his existing stake if it was rejected. As of Friday morning, Agrawal told employees the company board is still evaluating Musk's offer to take the company private. At a TED 2022 conference, Musk said he had a plan B if his bid was rejected. Last year, T-Mobile confirmed a data breach impacted the personal data of 30 million customers, with the data for sale online. Recently unsealed court documents show the company hired a third party which paid $200,000 in cryptocurrency to obtain the data and prevent further leaks. The data was obtained on the condition the seller delete their copy, but court records state the seller continued to attempt to sell it again. As of April 28th, Amazon will add a fuel and inflation surcharge of roughly 5% to the existing fees for third-party sellers using its fulfillment services in the U.S. The company said this surcharge will apply to all product types and subject to change based on changes in inflationary costs. Ethereum core developer Tim Baco announced the Ethereum Merge update, which would transition the network to a proof-of-stake model from its current resource-intensive proof-of-work consensus mechanism, won't be coming in June, saying it will be delayed until a few months after. There have been numerous delays in switching Ethereum to proof-of-stake, originally planned for early 2020. WhatsApp announced it's testing a communities feature with select groups. These communities would offer more features than a simple group chat, like file sharing, supporting subgroups, 32-person group calls, emoji reactions, and moderation tools. Communities require invites to join, are not public and discoverable like Facebook groups. The Verge's sources say Meta hopes to release its first-generation AR glasses by 2024, including two distinct hardware visions. One is dubbed Project Nazare, which includes a wireless device to not use a smartphone, letting users interact with holograms through the glasses with a hardware cost to Meta of multiple thousands of dollars. The company also plans a cheaper set of smart glasses codenamed Hypernova, which pairs with a phone to show messages and notifications through a heads-up display. Meta plans to bundle both with a wrist device that uses differential electromyography to let someone interact with the glasses through thought. Meta is testing ways to let creators make money in the social metaverse platform Horizon Worlds. A handful of Horizon creators will be able to sell virtual items and access to VIP sections, with Meta receiving a cut. This feature is meant to compete with Roblox and Rec Room, which already allow creators to make money. A mobile version of Horizon Worlds is expected in late 2022. It was also confirmed that Meta's Oculus platform will take a 30% commission on transactions, with Meta App Store taking a 25% commission of the remaining transaction, meaning Meta receives 47.5% of every transaction. Meta CTO Andrew Bosworth said that Meta plans to launch a web version of its Horizon World platform, which would charge a platform fee of 25% on digital transactions. No word on a launch date. Nikkei Asia's sources say leading chip tool manufacturers warn clients of wait times up to 18 months on crucial machines, with shortages on everything from lenses to microcontrollers and engineering plastics. This shortage could reportedly impact plans by chip makers like TSMC, Samsung, and Intel to open fabs as early as 2023. Delivery of chip production tools already increased from 3 to 4 months in 2019 to between 10 to 12 months in 2021. Apple announced it started making iPhone 13 models in India. Reuters sources say the phones are produced at a Foxconn plant in southern Tamil Nadu state. Apple launched manufacturing in India in 2017 with the iPhone SC production. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Fitbit to use an algorithm that can passively monitor heart rhythms. This would allow for a wearable to monitor for arterial fibrillation while someone slept and alerting them if detected. In a May 2020 study, Fitbit found the algorithm correctly identified AFib 98% of the time. Fitbit will roll out the algorithm in the U.S. across a range of heart rate-enabled devices. According to Bloomberg sources, Apple's blood pressure monitor for the Apple Watch now isn't expected to be ready until 2024 at the earliest. The feature has been planned for the previous 4 years, but sources said the accuracy isn't there yet and it may not be until 2025. Apple's planned version won't give specific systolic and diastolic readings, only warn users when they may have hypertension and to consult a doctor. Miso Robotics, known for the Flippy the Burger bot currently in use at select White Castle locations and the tortilla chip maker being tested by Chipotle, is getting into coffee handling. Panera Bread will test the AI-powered CookRight coffee system, which monitors temperature, volume, and time data. Miso says the system means workers no longer need to manually check or brew coffee. Panera Bread will evaluate whether or not to roll out the system after testing. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.